Call LD 983, calling the meeting to order. And so the bill, an act to exempt Maine from daylight savings time. And I believe that, yes.
I believe we were going to combine all three public hearings.
Okay.
So people could testify.
All right, let me correct that.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to hear this afternoon LD 983, LD 989 and LD 1047. And I believe that Senator Bennett is going to be joining us by Zoom to present these bills. And while we're waiting for Senator Bennett, were you here for the introductions of the committee, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that you... And no, I was on Zoom and phone. My name is Holly Stover. I represent House District 48, including the towns of Booth Bay Harbor, Southport, Edgecombe, West Port Island, and South Bristol. Welcome. Nice to meet you. Welcome, Senator Bennett.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you today.
Are there others?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great.
We've had a request from the committee to introduce ourselves because we have some people who will be also coming in by Zoom.
Very good.
So we'll do that quickly, starting to my right.
Good afternoon. I'm Kimberly Pomelo from Standish. I represent 85.
Good afternoon. Jeff Adams, District 144, Acton, Lebanon.
Good afternoon, Randy Greenwood, House District 56, Litchfield, Monmouth, my hometown of Wales, in both Androscoggin and Kennebec counties.
Senator Tim Nangle, I'm the chair, Senate chair, SD 26.
Good afternoon. My name is Lynn Copeland. I'm proud to represent House District 130, which is Saco. Thank you.
My name is Walter Reisman. I represent District 83, which is Bridgeton, Harrison, and Denmark.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Deca Dalak. I represent House District 120, which is part of South Portland.
Thank you. And at this point, we'll turn it over to you, Senator Bennett.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Senator Nangle, Representative Stover, honorable members of the Joint Standing Committee on State and Local Government. I am State Senator Rick Bennett of Oxford. I have the honor of serving 14 towns in Western Maine in the State Senate across Androscoggin, Cumberland, and Oxford counties. I'm pleased to sponsor both LD 989, a resolve directing the University of Maine system to study the potential effects of the state's adopting Atlantic Standard Time, and LD 1047, an act to adopt Eastern Daylight Time year-round, contingent on federal approval. I am overwhelmed by the increasing numbers of people I hear each year who ask, why do we bother to change our clocks for 4 months of the year? Like these folks, I find this practice is anachronistic and lacking in common sense. The ultimate answer is that one we warned our children about using. Everyone else does it. But that's beginning to change as other states, including those in our region, in our time zone, are beginning to exercise skepticism too and are considering this issue afresh. There's already evidence that changing the clocks twice a year results in some bad effects. Scientific studies have shown not only disruption to sleep schedules, the loss of work productivity, but actually also increases in traffic accidents, depression, and even cardiovascular disease. In prior legislatures, there have been efforts to pass legislation ending the practice of springing forward and falling back in Maine. However, those efforts were missing one important component. The U.S. Department of Transportation actually requires that governmental entities seeking to change their time zone or their time following how we move forward and spring back each year, that we first study the impacts that it may have on commerce and our quality of life. A report must be generated outlining the results. Now, setting aside whether this makes sense at all, that the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation should be telling us what to do, and particularly to requiring us to have a study if we want to do this without actually saying anything about who conducts the study or, you know, following the study results or anything like that. Notwithstanding all those potential objections, I figured we can't change that here in the Maine legislature. Federal preempts the state. So I've sponsored the legislation before you today. The resolve directs the University of Maine system to study and analyze the potential effects on the state's economy of adopting daylight savings time, which is effectively Atlantic Standard Time, and determine if that adoption will serve the convenience of commerce and meet the requirement of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Now, the University of Maine system is a tremendous resource to our state, and I'm confident they will conduct an unbiased and a very professional analysis. In fact, 2 years ago, I put a bill before the legislature to go on one time year-round, and I learned about this requirement by the Department of Transportation federally, and the committee actually passed the bill, and it received overwhelming support in both the House and Senate to move forward with that study. It was put on the appropriations table, and for want of $7,500, didn't pass. Now, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, if it finds its way there, I'm going to fight tenaciously to find the $7,500 to do that study. And at the same time, we learned that the University of Maine system actually has some real expertise in this area. In fact, there are a couple of tenured faculty members who have researched this subject in other jurisdictions extensively. And so I think they're well poised to do this analysis and report. As the resolve is currently written, the University of Maine system is required to fund the study through private donations. However, I know this is a concern of theirs, and as I mentioned, with the committee's support on this, I will work through the Appropriations Committee or through other matters very actively to, among all interested parties, to find this funding, which in the great scheme is pretty small. Now, should the federal government take action independently on this issue, as we've heard various reports that they might, I think the U.S. Senate last year passed a resolution to go on one time zone, stop the springing forward and falling back, but that no action ensued in the House. So it's possible that they will take action and allow permit the year-round observation of Eastern Daylight Time. I believe that Maine should adopt it. This is where the other bill, LD 1047, comes in, which is an act. And under current Maine law, the state can only adopt it if it is allowed under federal law and all the states in the Eastern time zone, the District of Columbia, observe Eastern Daylight Time. That's our current law in Maine. So I believe that we should remove the provision of law requiring Maine to wait on the other states. After all, Maine's motto is dirigo, I lead. And I think that once Maine leads on this, all the other jurisdictions will follow. Happy to be before you today. I'd be very thrilled to answer any questions that you may have.
Are there questions for Senator Bennett?